Mic check one, mic check two. Hello, Unlocked Minds. Again, this is Cuddy, and I'm coming to you live from a sacred place I call home. I have the incense lit. I have my candle going, my purification candle. Purify me and purify my audience. Protection also resides in this candle, and to protect us and allow us to be in no harm's way. And today's broadcast is solely directed on shadow work. And guys, for the record, I would not tell you anything that I have not experienced for myself. And sometimes, you know, I came to an understanding that you might be doing some shadow work and not knowing that you are doing the actual thing. But I'm going to give you an understanding about what shadow work is to those that don't understand. And for those who do understand, hey, you know, give input, give your comments and leave messages. I'm learning that you can do that here. And shadow work, it suspends judgment on yourself. You know, the, like I said in my last podcast, you know, looking at the man in the mirror, you know, looking at your reflection, and is a practice of healing and self-growth, which means that it requires surrender and acceptance of self. You have to surrender and accept. That's a big part of shadow work. Surrendering and acceptance. And instead of attacking everything that you don't want to feel, think, or address, go into this process with a positive attitude of compassion for yourself and your experience. You know, spiritual shadow work, you know, how you integrate the aspects of your unconscious psyche into your conscious experience and allow the positive aspects of the shadow to express themselves, you know, because you have to understand that other shadow is another person, but you're trying to allow that other person to know the positive aspects that you have as an individual, yourself, you. Oh man, that's so great. I'm loving this. You are a person, and that means you deserve to feel good. Just like you make everybody else feel good about themselves, make yourself feel good about yourself, you know. And when properly used and channeled, the shadow self, which is you, has traits that you can use to further your own personal development. Man, isn't that great? It's like you're helping someone else. It's like you're literally like removing self out of self and saying self say, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna do that. And you know, shadow work consists of the suppressed emotions or characteristics or the part of your shadows and personality. You know, you have to understand that also. Shadow work is all about the unconscious mind, which consists of the things that we repress and we hide from ourselves, such as traumas and shadow personalities. Shadow personalities is what we call personas. And a lot of people are stuck with one persona. Never be stuck in one persona. You have a persona for joy. You have a persona for happiness. You have a persona for love. And you have all different types of personas when you're out in the world with business people. You know, you have to not, you know, be, you know, you can't hide that. And again, like it said, you know, your shadow personalities. You're teaching these different types of personalities that you carry, which we call persona. personality. That's what we call it. Well, I'm not going to keep you guys long. I just wanted to come here and give you some of my vibes and give you some of my knowledge and give you the way so you can be unlocked. But Cuddy, come on with me, tribe. Let's go on ahead and let's make this possible for one another. And if you like, you can also email me at Jessica Simeon. That's JessicaSimeon82@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you want to know a little bit more about shadow work, we're going to get with it. We're going to stay live with it, and we're going to keep marketing this thing called life. We got deep divers. We have the infinite waters. You know, we have we have those things in the making, and people are rising up, and they're our energy. All it's taking is the energy from ourselves and our lives to make a difference. So you guys continue to seek deep and allow the universe to use you in any form and fashion. And I thank you, and till next time.